With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. 10 people have been charged after a shooting at a Texas immigration detention center.
Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson says the group, dressed in black military-style clothing, staged what she calls a planned ambush. A local police official was shot in the neck and is recovering. Larson says the group used fireworks to lure ICE personnel outside the center in Alvarado, where they opened fire. Weapons, body armor, and anti-ICE materials were found at the scene. Some suspects were arrested nearby. They were armed and wearing tactical gear. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is defending his timetable for imposing global tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After announcing sweeping tariffs in early April, the president issued a 90-day pause. That extension expires this week. And now the tariffs will take effect next month.
August 1st, they pay. And everybody pays. Everybody has to pay. And the incentive is that they have the right to deal in the United States.
He also told a cabinet meeting of plans to place a 50% tariff on copper and steep taxes on pharmaceutical drugs, as high as 200%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court has cleared the way for President Trump's plan to downsize the federal workforce. The order comes despite warnings that critical government services will be lost and hundreds of thousands of federal employees will be out of their jobs. The justices on Tuesday overrode lower court orders that temporarily froze those cuts. The court said in an unsigned order that no specific cuts were in front of the justices, only an executive order issued by Trump and an administration directive for agencies to undertake job reductions. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll asks Americans about their values.
And number one on the list is family. More adults cited that as a top priority than anything else. Coming in second is freedom, followed by health. Integrity is fourth on the rundown, followed at number five by religious faith. Amongst those who are likely to list family at or near the top of their list are women, senior citizens, Republicans, people who are married, those without college degrees, and Americans who regularly attend church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's ramping up its persecution of Christians, and it's using the latest technology to do so. The communist government is extending its control of the internet and seeking to monitor all activities by churches and individual Christians. It's officially against the law in China to worship anywhere but inside a state-controlled church. Efforts by house church members to communicate with each other via the internet are now being monitored. This is SRN News. In the housing market, a report cites an increase in small investors amid a decline of prospective homeowners.
Real estate investors snapped up 27% of U.S. homes sold in the first quarter of 2025, the largest share in 5 years. That's according to a new report from the realty data platform Batch Data. The company says the rise reflects a slowing home market, with traditional home buyers discouraged by elevated home prices and mortgage rates. As properties take longer to sell, investors with cash and financing advantages are stepping in. Roughly 20% of single-family homes in the U.S. are owned by investors, and 85% of those belong to mom-and-pop operations. I'm Jennifer King.
Philadelphia faces mounting trash and tension as a strike by many of the city's blue-collar workers enters its eighth day. Some residents are hiring pop-up haulers to clear their blocks of trash. More details at srnnews.com.